For Blue Ridge Public Radio, I'm Smoky Mountain News staff writer Corey Valancourt. Winning an election is just the beginning for a public official. Governing is challenging, ever-changing, and can become extremely technical in a legal sense. But at a recent conference in Asheville, newly elected officials learned what they can and can't do and what might land them in jail. Since 1931, the University of North Carolina School of Government has been a nonpartisan, policy-neutral resource for elected officials across the state and is the largest such organization in the nation, with dozens of professors holding expertise in more than 250 government-related fields, from abuse to zoning. The School of Government furthers its mission by conducting seminars with newly elected officials, like a recent one in Asheville. Franklin Mayor Bob Scott opened the event by telling nearly 100 elected officials from across the state why the school does what it does.
Government is complicated. Government is also the only purpose we serve is conducting the public's business, and the more we know about business as far as government agencies or units are concerned, the better we can serve the public.
Scott is in his second term as Franklin's mayor and has military, law enforcement, and journalism training in his background. Although the event is directed at the newly elected, there were also plenty of veterans and administrators in attendance, like Silvis Town Manager Paige Dowling.
Most managers come with their elected officials to hear the training, especially it's helpful for newly elected officials when you can advise them, tell them how the town does certain things that the instructors are going over.
Silva's mayor, Linda Sossaman, now in her second term, was with Dowling, as was the rest of her board.
I think it helps because we had four members of our board here today, and they know some of the things that we should or shouldn't do or how we should conduct business, and I think that definitely helps the residents of Silva.
Professors at the School of Government fielded over 12,000 calls and emails last year from elected officials, private citizens, and journalists. So it's safe to say they're at the forefront of emerging issues in government, like social media management. They also monitor developments in several long-standing fields of study that are most likely to trip up even the most seasoned politicians, like open meetings, public records, and budgeting. Newly elected Canton Alderman James Markey said he was most interested in learning about keeping the town in compliance with the law.
The amount of vagueness in the way some of these statutes are written really makes it kind of scary when you're trying to understand the legalities of things like budgeting. Whenever you're dealing with money, it gets very tricky. So just making sure that we're not putting ourselves out inadvertently on the wrong side of these statutes.
Alderwoman Christina Smith is also a new addition to the Canton Board, and she said she was most interested in collaboration.
One of the great things that was reinforced to me that I know that the town citizens can benefit from is a reinforcement of how we can't do this by ourselves. It is so critical that we work in collaboration with not only the citizens, but the other board members. We've got a fabulous board this year, and it just reinforces the importance of teamwork and how we can't divide ourselves and each other.
As Smith and Markey move forward in Canton, they'll likely call upon the School of Government again. Franklin Mayor Bob Scott says he does so about once a week.
They're an outstanding group of people and a great asset that you can go to for help. These questions come up regularly across the state, and they're the go-to folks.
They'll also likely heed the advice of Carl Stenberg, a distinguished professor of public administration and government at the UNC School of Government, who opened the conference by telling them all to write down why they ran for office and then consult those notes after a particularly bad meeting. For Blue Ridge Public Radio, I'm Smoky Mountain News staff writer Corey Valancourt.